You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Wallace Schultz on The Lutheran Hour. It's titled, Don't Focus on Your Inadequacies. Now here is Dr. Schultz.
The University of Pittsburgh surveyed 1,500 graduates of its master's degree in business program, and according to those who interpreted the data, tall men make more money than short men do. And why is this the case? According to this University of Pittsburgh study, the height advantage of a taller man allegedly contributes to a businessman's rise on the corporate ladder. The ideal height is between 5 foot 10 inches and 6 feet. However, if you are over 6 foot 3 inches tall, once again, according to this study, this extra height becomes a disadvantage. Now, it's interesting that the Bible also records a historical event dealing with the disadvantage of a short man. This man's name was Zacchaeus. Listen as I read the story directly from the Bible. One day, the Bible says, Jesus was passing through the city of Jericho. And it also happened that in that same city was a man named Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, the Bible tells us, was a tax collector. He was also very, very rich. And so as Jesus moved through the town of Jericho, Zacchaeus the tax collector wanted to see this popular religious personality called Jesus. However, Zacchaeus had one disadvantage. He was very, very short. Consequently, he could not see over the crowd. And so the Bible explains Zacchaeus came up with an idea. He ran ahead of the crowd and he climbed up into a sycamore tree in order to get a good look at this man called Jesus. Now the Bible tells us when Jesus came to the place where Zacchaeus was up in the tree, Jesus looked up and said to Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for today I must stay at your house. Wow! Zacchaeus certainly did not expect this. He was not a religious man. In fact, most religious people considered Zacchaeus a spiritual outcast. This, however, did not make any difference to Zacchaeus. The Bible says he hurried and came down and he received Jesus gladly. At this point, the Bible further explains that when the crowd saw what had happened, that Jesus had extended his hand to the despised tax collector, they all began to grumble. They said, Jesus has gone to be the guest of a man who is a sinner. How can this be? This shouldn't be this way. Now, this grumbling, however, did not bother Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was so overwhelmed that Jesus had noticed him, that he said to Jesus, Behold, Lord, half of my possessions I will give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will give back four times as much. Upon seeing Zacchaeus' repentant heart and hearing confession of sin, Jesus said to Zacchaeus, Today salvation has come to this house, for the Son of Man, Jesus, has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Now let's all agree, no matter whether you and I are religious, this is quite a story. You see, Zacchaeus came from one of the most hated groups in Jesus' day, the tax collectors. And being one of the leaders of that despised group, Zacchaeus had very little hope of seeing Jesus, let alone being accepted by him, or even least of all, having an opportunity of having Jesus as a guest in his own home. Now, my friends, sometimes you and I might feel like Zacchaeus did. You don't know Jesus that well, and you would like to get to know him a little better. But also today, so many people are talking about Jesus and preaching about Jesus that it is really quite difficult to see who Jesus Christ really is. For example, watch your television or listen to your radio. Notice how many different voices all claim to speak for Jesus. Oh, they all claim to know the truth. In fact, some even brag that they have received special and privileged revelation from God about Jesus Christ. And it is also at this very point that most of us would like to do like Zacchaeus did. We would like some way to get above all these crowds and all this commotion and see once and for all who the historical Jesus Christ really is. But now you know what? Listen to this. Praise God. You and I can do this, and the best way for you to know who Jesus Christ really is and what he means in your life is to read the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures. In fact, in the Gospel of John, we read that this Gospel was recorded so that you, yes, so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing this, you might have life in his name. You see, the Bible is more than merely a book of inspirational religious verses and stories. The Bible is a very careful record of who Jesus is and what he did for you when he died on the cross and when he rose again from the dead. In Romans chapter 4, St. Paul says that Jesus was nailed to a cross to pay for your sins and mine, and he was raised again so that you can now stand before God, perfect and righteous on the day of judgment. Now let me say this, as you study the Scriptures and as you get to know the real Jesus, your life is going to change. You can plan on it, and you can depend on this. You are going to get to know a real friend like Zacchaeus did. But I must also tell you that as you begin to study, you can be sure of another thing. The devil will surely tempt you to feel like Zacchaeus, that you are inadequate, maybe physically or emotionally or mentally or whatever. The devil may tempt you to believe that you are not smart enough to study the Bible or of learning about God, or that you can't remember what you've read, or that maybe you are not worthy of ever coming as a sinner into God's presence. Oh, my friend, the good news for you today is that Jesus is telling you, yes, Jesus is telling you, that in spite of all your sins and in spite of your many past failures, God loves you in Jesus Christ. And just as Jesus called Zacchaeus to come down from the tree and ask to come to his home, so also Jesus is calling you today and asking you to come to him. And this is all possible, not because of what you have done, but because of what Jesus Christ has done on the cross for you. You see, when Jesus Christ shed his innocent blood on the cross, Jesus paid for all of your sins. And now Jesus is saying, "He who comes to me, I will in no wise cast out." Ever since 1930, a self-appointed small group in Washington has published a book called The Social List of Washington, D.C. This book is sometimes called the Green Book, and according to Time magazine, this book contains names of those individuals in Washington, D.C. who are considered worthy to be invited. Now think of this. They are considered worthy to be invited to top social functions, and if your name is not listed in this book, your chances of getting invited to prestigious social functions are greatly diminished. Oh, how different it is with our Heavenly Father. Our gracious God does not discriminate. He does not issue invitations on the basis of our physical features, how short or how tall we are, our financial or our social standing. God accepts us as we are. We are His children, and He loves us dearly. Therefore, no matter who you are, no matter what you are doing at this moment, no matter how deep in sin you might be or might have been, in God's sight, because of what Jesus has done for you, you are worthy. And God is calling you. Yes, He is inviting you. God lovingly desires to take up residence in your life. He wants to be a part of your home. He wants to be involved in your daily discussions. Your Lord wants to be a central focus of your future. Jesus Christ wants you to joyfully say, like St. Paul, "I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up on the cross for me." And so then, as we talk about Zacchaeus, we dare never fail to mention those who grumbled that Jesus sought out a terrible sinner and ate with him. Of course, there are many even today, perhaps millions, who feel very much like the grumbling crowd of that day. These people are willing to admit that they are not all that perfect. However, they do feel that they are not all that bad, that they need Jesus Christ as their Savior from sin. And this is also why Jesus warned, Yes, Jesus said these words, and I'm reading them right from the Bible. Jesus said, "It is not those who are well who need a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come," Jesus said, "to call the righteous or the self-righteous, but sinners to repentance." And so Jesus, my friend, can help you only if you are willing to confess your sins and your failures to God. During one of my last visits to one of the Caribbean countries, I met several young people who told me, "Oh, I would like to be a Christian, but I don't think, at least at this point, that I could live the Christian life." And when I asked them to explain, they all said that they had weaknesses in their lives, weaknesses they could not overcome in order to live a life of holiness. Well, when the devil tempts you to feel this way, then you need to remember Zacchaeus. You see, when Jesus called Zacchaeus to come down out of the tree, Jesus did not say to Zacchaeus, "Now, Zacchaeus, you go home and practice living the holy and perfect life, and then when you are able to do this, then I will begin associating with you." No, no, Jesus accepted Zacchaeus just as he was. And to think that you must first get your life together before you receive God's faith connection to Jesus, this is as foolish and as silly as the story about the lady who had to work late on Sunday night in order to get her house in order because the cleaning lady was coming on Monday morning. You see, on your own, there is no way that you or I can put our spiritual house in order, and there is no way that you or I can be righteous enough to stand before our holy God. Instead, God calls us just as we are, and where we are when we come to Him. And when we, enabled by God's gospel call, come into His presence, God then gives us the perfect righteousness of Jesus. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians, the Bible tells us that God made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, so that we might become the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. And so then, my friend, if you are one of those who has always remained outside of the church and alienated from God and apart from Jesus Christ, or if you feel that you are inadequate in your knowledge of the Bible and cannot truly know God, or if you feel that you have some other limitations, such as a short memory, don't let this delay you. Through God's gospel invitation and through the life-giving power of His Spirit, respond to the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, one day Jesus was passing through Jericho, and Zacchaeus heard about it. And so he went to see Jesus and was welcomed by the Savior. And so today, my friend, through this message and through His living Word, Jesus Christ is also passing through your life. Look up. Yes, heads up. Don't miss Jesus as He is passing by, because He may never pass by your way again. Now is the hour. Now is the day of salvation, the Bible says. Don't hesitate, but instead, like Zacchaeus did, confess your sins and failures directly to the Lord Jesus Christ. And just as He spoke to Zacchaeus, Jesus will tell you the same thing, that salvation today has come to you and to your house. And this is also why the hymn writer wrote those powerful words in the hymn entitled, "Salvation Unto Us Has Come." The hymn writer writes, "Salvation unto us has come by God's free grace and favor. Good works cannot avert our doom. They help and save us never. Faith looks to Jesus Christ alone, who did for all the world atone. He is our one Redeemer." O Lord, we pray, Lord Jesus Christ, just as You did for Zacchaeus, look for those who are still apart from You, call them by the power of Your holy word, and assure them of Your perfect pardon and Your total forgiveness, and invite Yourself to live forever in their heart and in their home. In Jesus' name we pray, O Lord. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.